is one of the poorest places I have ever seen in my life. You know, I grew up in Liberia, and I grew up poor. And if I see the place was poor, it's really poor. And so there was no formal institution for education there, you know.
No established schools.
There was no established school. There were three villages within that area. And so we chose that area because there was a need for school.
But Josh, just a few days ago, you got some bad news from the principal of Troya Town School. What did you hear?
We heard that, surprisingly, the village was being cleared out.
When you say cleared out, what?
There was apparently a notice sent to people in the village that they had about 48 hours before their homes were being destroyed, and they took it upon themselves to take their most valuable materials, which related to, like, you know, their doors, their roofs, and the whole town was evacuated, essentially. They all left.
And who did they get the notice from? Like, who was doing the clearing?
We believe that it was the University of Liberia in partnership with the government. There's still some things going on that side of the issue that we're trying to clarify for sure. But from what we've heard from our team, that this was a project undertaken by the University of Liberia to reclaim land that they believe is theirs.
So they believe that the land that villagers were living on and that the Troya Town School was on, the university believed that land was theirs.
Yes, they are under that impression, even though we have certainly, when we established our school, we made sure we had all the proper paperwork according to Liberian law. We had a deed for the land, the 5 acres we purchased for our school. We had documentation that we purchased the school. And in fact, when we went to Liberia, we met with the head of education. And, like, the actual head, and had received, you know, his endorsement. He was very encouraged by what we were doing.
What have you heard from people on the ground there, Ebenezer? Because I know that you have a lot of contact with the folks there, the principal, but other people who've been involved with bringing education to Liberia. They've gone to see what's happened. What is the state of the school right now?
Well, for one, there is no school. The school has been demolished. There is no village. The village has been demolished. The story is so sad. Everyone in Liberia just can't believe it. And a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lyman Bowie, you know, wrote on her Facebook page, you know, about what happened. She even her was kind of shocked why such a thing would happen. The people are very, very disappointed, very, very disappointed in the system. Because here's the thing, I mean, what wrong, you know, did we do, or did the children did, you know? Were they criminals? Did we build a school on the government land? I mean, or were the kids not good enough to go to school? I mean, what exactly did they do?
Have you gotten any response from either government officials or people at the University of Liberia about this?
We haven't gotten any formal response. I mean, we have reached out, we made a lot of communication to the government, and I spoke to the president of the University of Liberia to give us some response, you know, and they also don't get back to me. But there's a bigger online issue, you know.
What is that bigger issue?
The fact is, I mean, who breaks a school down in one of the poorest countries in the world?
And not just the school, but the entire village.
The entire village, I mean, it does not make sense. It does not make sense at all. And so I'm scratching my head, but most importantly, we got 102 children who displaced right now, who have nowhere to go. We had a school, who never had a school, who built a school that gave them light to the government, who couldn't provide school for them, broke the school down.
So what is next? I mean, you worked so hard to get that school built and to get those 102 kids into formal education. It must be very frustrating for you, having worked so hard for it.
It certainly is. And one thing, just to emphasize how disappointing this was we were just about to complete our first full school year with all of our students. And we got a very sad note mentioning that our kindergartners were especially disappointed because they were anticipating their graduation. And I think when we first received this news, it was fairly defeating. I mean, as Norman was pointing out, who takes down a school? We felt like, why would you do this to us? And there was a moment of, okay, this is it, we're done. But I think seeing how people in Liberia, people in the States have actually responded to the situation has inspired us. So rather than assuming our projects are completed, we are starting anew. We're going to find a new area to build a school. We're going to make sure that our current students don't fall behind. So that's going to require basically getting a school up in 6 months, which previously it took us 2 years to complete this project. So we're certainly going to need collaboration, and we have that kind of support. Rosanna Shack, who was here a year ago, is huge for us. Lima Bowie. And then there are people in the States that are saying, this is terrible, let us help in any way we can. Currently we have, you know, just a GoFundMe project up, but we're looking forward to starting over. I mean, we've done it once, so we're confident that we can do this again and do it quicker so that our students don't fall behind and experience more trauma of missing out on their education.